Welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in next, Fond du Lac County Executive Al Beekel. He got a preview of the budget yesterday from Governor Scott Walker. Al Beekel is in Madison for the Wisconsin Counties Association. And joining us on the final segment of the show, Craig Molitor, the Fond du Lac Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. We'll talk about Fond du Lac's version of the Winter Festival. It's the second annual Sturgeon Spectacular this weekend on Lake Winnebago. Governor Scott Walker delivers his state budget to the state legislature today. Republican State Representative and Chairman of the Assembly Education Committee, Fond du Lac's Jeremy Thiesfeld, joins us on the show. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
All right. Let me ask you this. I had Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz on the program, and I'll ask you the same question I asked him. Just get your reaction. When it's all said and done, the governor's been talking and releasing little bits and pieces of his budget over the last week or so. When it's all said and done, his budget includes $900 million in new spending. What's your initial reaction?
Well, I think that's clearly a reflection of the positive numbers that came out in terms of the revenue projections a few weeks back, where we're looking out 2 years and kind of projecting out almost a $2 billion surplus. Now, you do need to have some caution in regard to that, even though that's normally the way that you build a budget, is you look at revenue projections and you base your spending on that. There's no guarantee all that money is going to be there. And so I would stress some caution, because we wouldn't be the first government to be burned on revenue projections, and all of a sudden the spending that you're doing is far exceeding the revenue that's coming in. So I would like to see some more money possibly set aside to go into the rainy day fund to make sure that we're not, even though I have great confidence in the Fiscal Bureau's projections, there is some concern that we're taking too big a leap here.
All right. Your initial reaction to what the governor is proposing for K through 12 public education, $649 million more.
Well, I've received a lot of positive comments from citizens, including those who work in the public schools. And Superintendent Jim Siebert was at my listening session the other night, and he asked that I consider approving the budget. Obviously, that's only a part of the budget, a major part of the budget, but there are many other things in it as well. I think what you have here is a reflection of when the governor went around the state. He had, I don't know, probably 50, 60 little listening sessions in communities all across the state. One of them was Fond du Lac, and he heard comments from people. And I was at the meeting in Fond du Lac, and there was a great deal of emphasis on more money needs to be spent on education. It's also a reflection of two of the task forces that the state assembly has put together in the last two sessions, one on rural schools, and then there was another on urban education, which I actually served as part of that committee. And both of them made a number of suggestions, and some of those suggestions are inside of, or at least have been informed, are going to be inside this budget as well. So the governor is doing what he can to listen to what the citizens say, and they've been asking for more spending in this area, and it appears there's going to be more money available to do that.
$140 million boost for the UW system and a tuition cut.
Yeah, that just, I think, came out yesterday. It was a 5% tuition cut, and I thought I had heard $100 million more for the UW system.
140.
140, okay. So that was all that I've heard on that. I'm sure we'll hear some more detail on that in the speech today.
Your initial reaction to giving more money back after making a quarter of $1 billion in cuts to the UW system in the last budget?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm not particularly enamored with the UW system getting any additional money. What I do believe is a good place to spend that money are on our two-year campuses, such as we have in Fond du Lac, because I think that is where some excellent learning is taking place. I have my difficulties with giving the four-year campuses additional money I struggle with the lack of ideological diversity that we see in the faculty and the massive number of administrators we have on those campuses. You have conservative students who go to those schools who feel they have to hide their beliefs for persecution from other students as well as from faculty. And, you know, when you've got these schools, I think it was River Falls recently, I saw that they produced a document for the students of certain words that they should say and certain words that they should not say because they were deemed politically incorrect on campus. What a waste of time. The four-year universities in particular have become too enamored with research rather than doing what their mission is, and that's educating the students. So I'm not particularly excited about any additional spending at UW schools.
Well, let me ask you this. The university, one thing universities do is research, and it's very important. Some life-saving medical breakthroughs have been made, and the UW system, UW-Madison, was one of the top research schools in the country, and it dropped out of the top 10 after all of the cuts that have been made. Is that good?
I'm not saying that the research doesn't have value, but I think it has I think that it has overtaken the mission at the UW system, particularly in Madison. And there are students who share that with me as well, how they have little contact with their professors. Their major contact with any kind of teaching source are teaching assistants.
That's not a new phenomenon, though. I mean,
it's very predominant at the four-year campuses, and it's not in the best interests of the students. It just seems that there's more interest in bringing in grants for research than there is in showing care and concern and developing the students who are on campus who are paying quite a bit of money to go there.
Want to get your initial reaction. This is a Democratic proposal that would allow student loans to be refinanced at lower interest rates, just like you can refinance your home. This hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, I assume that's the same bill that we've had in previous sessions. And
yeah.
No, I would not be in favor of that bill.
Why not?
Because it's creating artificial interest rates. You're looking at students. Facts are that they are a high-risk category for giving out for loans. And when you give out these loans at these unrealistic rates and then they default on them, well, who's going to have to pick up that cost? And in this case, it's going to end up being the taxpayers. And one thing I can point to is that the UW system does have a credit union. And they have decided that they are going to allow students to renegotiate those loans, refinance those loans, I should say. And so that is an option that exists for these students. But I can look at two industries in our country that have had the highest rate of increase, and that's the healthcare industry and it's the cost of college education. And both of them have something in common. That's the heavy involvement of the United States government in it. So I think that the U.S. involvement in both of these industries has only done them harm.
All right. Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac looking forward to the governor's budget address today at the state capitol. Jeremy, always a pleasure having you on the show.
All right. Thanks, Greg.